Hi everyone. Hello, 大家好。Hello, 大家好。This is Heather, the host from Seattle, who can also speak Cantonese. Do you own anything that's for its popularity or brand name, such as Supreme, Vans, Louis Vuitton, Dior? I'll be talking about the brands and having to own them after I have gone over the sentence of the day and vocabulary words. I'll also be going over and give shout-outs to people who were able to pronounce last week's sentence correctly in a comment below, and also leave a description about what were some common pronunciation mistakes that I heard and how to fix them. If you would like to listen to the pronunciation challenges in English, feel free to change your settings to English only on our app. 如果你们想听我们的口说挑战，但是想听全英文的话，那你可以去我们的 App 或 APP，在设定那边选择全英文的。So let's jump straight into the sentence of the day and the vocabulary words. The sentence of the day is, "It's often an obsession and an entire subculture of its own." I'll say the sentence one more time at a slower pace so you can hear how I pronounce each word. It's often an obsession and an entire subculture of its own. When you're practicing this sentence, please make sure to pronounce the S in the first word, it's. And in the word often, the T is actually very light, and the TEN ending sounds like TIN, tin. And for the next word, and, make sure that you pronounce it as an and not a. And for obsession, it's a pretty long word with a few difficult pronunciations, I would say. So the first part is for the B, you want to pronounce that very lightly. And for the middle section, ses, make sure you pronounce all those S sounds. And for shin at the end, make sure you have that SH sound, shin. For the next word, and, that D is very light. And I know the next two parts might be a little bit harder. And, which is the AN that appears again. And then entire. So that and that N, I know sounds very similar, but make sure that you're pronouncing them both separately. So an entire. And that T in the entire is the strong T sound. And for subculture, that B is also very light. And for culture, that TUR, you want to pronounce that beginning part with a CH sound, chur. And for its, which is appearing again, you want to make sure to pronounce that S in the word. And lastly, own. For own, you want to pronounce it like you would say for phone, that ending own part. And for the first vocabulary word, obsession, that word means to think about someone or something all the time. The word obsession is a noun. Obsession 是一个 noun，它的意思是迷恋，你可以说是无法摆脱的念头，念念不忘的事。I have an obsession over sweet potato balls. And the next vocabulary word is entire. And this word means the whole or complete with nothing missing. And entire is an adjective. Entire 的话是一个 adjective，它意思是全部的、整个的、完成的、完整的。I can eat an entire bucket full of sweet potato balls. And the last vocabulary word is subculture, and it means the way of life, customs, and ideas of a particular or specific group of people within a society that are different from the rest of the society. In a more simpler explanation, it means a group of people that does things a little bit differently than others. And they go along their life with how they want their lifestyle to be. The word subculture is also a noun. 那 subculture 也是一个 noun，它的意思是社会中有其他的群组，有其他的文化的。There is a subculture of people who like heavy metal music and dress in all black. So that's the lesson for today. Make sure that you record and take on this challenge in the comments below. I'll be going over my own experience and thoughts about brand name things and owning brand name products, like say Supreme, Vans, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Chanel, that sort of products. 你们会感觉名牌的东西比其他品牌的东西好用吗？还是比较好吗？广东话就是名牌，跟中文或是普通话是几乎是一样的发音。我知道有蛮多人喜欢鞋子、包包，还有其他东西是名牌的，好像那种在影片里面的人喜欢 Supreme 一样，他们会去排队买，也会想买那个品牌全部的东西，还是特别去买那种限量版的东西，也是蛮贵的。那我个人的话，我的背包跟钱包、外套都是有牌子的。但我买的时候我是会等到它有特价才会去买的，因为我买的原因不是因为它的品牌比较多还是比较大数的理由，是因为我是喜欢他们很耐用。就有些品牌它是比较贵，但它的材料是比较好，因为我常常用东西很快就会用坏还是弄破它，我也没有很确定为什么。但我小的时候，我是每三个月到半年要换一双鞋子的人，因为我都会大概半年以内就会走到那个鞋子的底是破的，还是边边那边黏住的也会坏掉，就鞋子会快要在中间那边一半是断的。那我妈就会蛮生气，因为她就说她要浪费很多钱在我身上，常常要买新的东西给我。那今天就到这里好了。你们有可能听得出来我录音的声音跟以前是不一样的。因为我们现在那个录音房还没盖好，我们现在其实要用手机跟耳机去录我们的口说挑战。那如果你听到什么很奇怪还是其他的声音，很抱歉因为我现在是在我们其中一个会议室在录音。那跟以前一样，谢谢你们在听我的口说挑战，记得要在下面留言跟录你们今天讲这个句子。那记得要按赞还有跟其他留言。我其实最近才发现我一直说你要看我之前在谁的留言按赞什么留言给他，怎么去改变他的发音。那我昨天才看到在留言下面终于有人跟我讲，也好奇怎么知道我在哪边按赞，因为其实就只有我看到我按赞的人是谁，但没有人会看到我按赞啊，就只有会看到人按了赞就加一而已，但没有看到是谁。 I'm so sorry， 我现在才发现我一直讲了这么久。那我之后会在我们的留言下面会有一个比较长一点的留言，就讲上个礼拜有谁的发音比较标准还是正确，还有我听到很多那个发音错误在哪里，还有怎么去纠正那个发音。那记得在下面你如果有什么建议的话可以跟我讲，也继续跟其他人有互动聊天，也帮他们的录音听一下，就可以跟他们讲哪边你感觉可以再改进。跟以前一样，记得要听我的口说挑战我也会是每个礼拜六跟一的主持人。我们可以的，我们可以的， We can do it.